This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey there, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us today as we talk to listeners all over America and all over the world on the World Wide Web. Glad to have you with us as we try to bring some of the news of interest. We're not going to dwell on a lot of the major news stories, but Rana Gray's here with me. Rana, hello. Glad you're joining me today as always.
Glad to be here with you at the end of a busy news week, and or should I say the beginning of another busy news week.
Well, particularly on the national level, you know, we get concerned when the president makes some statements against North Korea, and there is a lot of interest, and we review all those stories or the worldwide events. When you bring it home so personal, where a Supreme Court justice is accused of any number of, well, a nominee as a Supreme Court justice accused of all these charges against him, and so we got to talk about it. The thing is still, this whole debate is still far from over. Did you watch any of the televised debates this week with the accuser, the lady from California?
I did. Very compelling TV. You can't avoid it. It's running. There's so much breaking news these days, no matter if it's Trump, who was earlier in the week up at the UN meetings. It's all breaking news. It's what he says. It's what's said in this Supreme Court case. It's unreal.
Well, in the Kavanaugh case, Dr. Ford was a very credible witness, quite frankly, and very believable. I guess the question that here's what I think is going to happen. You're going to get into the coming week, and you've got three or four Republicans who are right on the verge of not knowing what to do, knowing that initially it was in their interest to vote for Kavanaugh, with all these new revelations coming out. Now there's the question of, do they have enough cover at home to get away with voting against him? We've talked about, for example, the senator up in Alaska.
Murkowski,
yeah,
right?
She's a lady senator. She's got some real reservations that ties into the Me Too movement, her concerns about abuse of this lady. And I know she's got a little bit more cover because the governor of Alaska and the lieutenant governor of Alaska, both Republicans, have come out against Kavanaugh going on the Supreme Court.
As have some Native American groups in Alaska who disagreed with some of his earlier rulings that had to do with Native lands. She has a tremendous amount of cover, and she has also spoken out and said that she felt the FBI could have investigated this better and given them a little more information.
I just think when Mitch McConnell, who is the president of the Senate, the head of the Senate, goes around to take his vote count, he's going to see Murkowski as saying, no, I just can't vote. Now, that would be okay because, see, that would make it 50-50 if all the Democrats held, and then the vice president, who then breaks the tie. But, now that's assuming that some of the Democrats in very close states to where Donald Trump got huge numbers will stick with the Democratic line of opposing Kavanaugh.
As well as some of the Republicans who are in very challenging races this year. You know, the Democrats could pick up some, but the Republicans could pick up some too, or lose some too. So I think you have on both sides of the aisle, if you're in a close competitive race, you were watching this past week very closely.
Well, very much so, and I think, and you know what may happen, the Kavanaugh nomination may never be voted on for the full Senate. If McConnell counts the votes, he doesn't have the votes, and they're just not going to bring it up. Right now it's up in the air, and again, I think that Dr. Ford did a creditable job. She wasn't really undermined. The Republicans, I would argue, made a mistake in not doing their own questioning. They've got some very good questioners. Our senator down here, Senator John Kennedy, some of the other senators on the panel. They're mostly all lawyers, and they're very solid questionnaires. They opted not to ask the questions and bring in a professional former prosecutor, and quite frankly, I wasn't too impressed. I didn't think she did a very good job.
Well, I thought it was interesting they brought in a person experienced in prosecuting sex offenders. I wondered why they didn't consider a criminal defense attorney. First of all, the victims in cases rarely testify, so there's never been much cross-examining. If there is, it's minimal because of the risk there.
Right.
And I thought it was very flat, her reading basically questions from the Republican senators. I guess they're so nervous that they might not handle it well and would have even more criticism heaped on them.
Well, I think they made a major mistake because the Democrats, by and large, bolstered Dr. Ford well, gave some of the background, criticized the Republicans rushing the thing through, and are pretty articulate. And again, I make the point that Republican senators on the committee could have been just as articulate, but they chose to pass and hire a very humdrum, if I could use the term, prosecutor lady that just didn't have any personality at all and didn't ask any zinging questions and, quite frankly, played into the Democratic hands. I think it was a terrible faux pas on the part of the Republican senators.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. It was kind of humdrum because we're so reliant now on television, and you're right. I think listeners and viewers would tune in to a more interesting questioning back and forth by some of the Democratic senators, and you kind of tune out in that being. And they didn't need that. They needed that to be compelling testimony.
Either the Clarence Darrow or Perry Mason up there saying, "But what about this? Aren't you 45 years?" And look, and it's tough. Sexual harassment, something terrible along that line. There is the natural tendency to withdraw. Did she do something wrong herself, or will anybody believe her, or it's a shameful thing to have the honor. A kid in high school doesn't want to have that word going around the class, so I can see why a woman would be very reluctant to come forward at a very early age, and I think I've heard figures of 40, 50, 60% of the females that just don't report any harassment that
right.
get like that. Even though it goes beyond harassment, goes beyond assault
right.
and abuse.
Assaults and abuse are much, and in rape, there's rape cases by men and women are much less reported and sometimes suppressed, and sometimes it takes therapy and years later after they've become adults and are able to process it better to even be able to come forward. So I don't think that's surprising, and I think trying to put that on Dr. Ford is a mistake to say, oh, it's been 35 years. That's the case in all these Catholic priest abuse cases. These were children, and they're much more into adulthood before they ever have said anything about that.
Didn't say a word.
And
right.
got a lot of sympathy from the public. So by treating her differently, I think they made a mistake also.
No doubt about it. And then there's been a lot of comparison to this hearing with the Anita Hill hearings involving Clarence Darrow.
Clarence Thomas.
I was close.
Right.
I was close. Clarence Thomas, who ended up getting confirmed on the Supreme Court by some of the same Republican members that are on this panel after some 30 years. Just amazing how these old white guys hang in there and stay so long.
I loved it when Senator Grassley said, I'd hate for someone to ask me what I was doing 35 years ago, and everyone spoke up and said, you were a United States Senator, like a 40-year-old United States Senator.
but there were several differences. First of all, Anita Hill was more verbally abused. There was no—I don't think there was any allegation of physical abuse. It was just more verbal abuse and going way overboard on the fact that Thomas. Whereas in this case, you're talking about physical abuse. You're talking about a heck of a lot more. So
definitely, and she was able to provide more detail where the trauma of this. There are gaps in what Dr. Ford's able to provide.
And then today, the Me Too movement has brought the issue so much more front and center, so of those differences. Hey, we're going to talk a lot more. Busy show today. Glad you're joining us. This is Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show with Ronna Gray. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. You'll see a column I wrote about judges this week. Again, radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
So website's RadioCommonSense.com. We were talking about these hearings involving Clarence Thomas. Got that right this time, not Clarence Darrow. And if you're close, you know what? The only when is it good to be close? If you're throwing a hand grenade, you're throwing horseshoes, right? Then you want to be close.
Right.
Rana, on the hearings, I think that we could see a stalemate where the Republicans say, "Well, let's take a little bit more time, investigate a little bit more," and then the whole thing just fades away. And
time's not on their side because they are, as they said, plowing through this because they wanted to wrap all this up before the November elections. So time's not really on their side.
And as you pointed out, it would be very difficult for President Trump to come up with another nominee. Now there is a lame duck session after the election. Let's assume that we have the election in November and the Republicans do not maintain control of the Senate. It goes to the Democrats. The Republicans would still have the majority through the last couple of weeks in November and in December, so they could at that point still try to ram through that nominee, Kavanaugh, or even another nominee.
And they may not care, but what credibility would they have forcing someone through in a lame duck Congress after what they did with the Obama Merrick Garland nomination, where it was over 200 days remaining in his term, and they said, "Oh, that's too short of a time."
That's right.
That'd be a tough one to propose.
Well, we'd see the huge national debate and the controversy go on. I want to tell listeners, I wrote a column this week about some of the implications coming out of the hearing and the fact that we have all this partisanship within the court. You know, the view when I was growing up in the Supreme Court, Rhonda, was the marble halls and the distinguished service of the judges sitting up there on the bench, and there was, although they would disagree maybe on an opinion, there was a camaraderie there. There was a spirit of cooperation. There was no heavy criticism. Boy, all that's gone by the wayside. And I raised the question, isn't it time to maybe think about maybe some term limitations on Supreme Court justices? James Madison, the father of our Constitution, in fact, a lot of people think it was Thomas Jefferson, but Jefferson was ambassador to France at the time, and Madison took the lead in writing the Constitution, and he talked about these lifetime terms so that politics wouldn't get into the mix. But you got to remember, in 1780s, the life expectancy for a male at that point in time was about 35 years.
I was going to say maybe 40.
Yeah. So a judge would go on the court of Supreme Court justice and serve just because he wouldn't live that long for 10, 15 years. Now you have the last appointee of Donald Trump, who's 50 years old. If he served till he's 80, that's 40 years on the bench, on the court. And I think there's a turnover in fresh blood. I'd really like to see maybe a 16-year term, one 16-year term, and then you would stagger those terms to where every new president would have two appointees in the Supreme Court, let's say. And there would be a rotation. There would be Republicans. There would be Democrats. And you wouldn't have quite this partisanship and consternation, in my opinion. And so I hope that's going to
exactly.
Be
if the whole purpose was to take politics out of the Supreme Court, sorry, that didn't work.
Well, that's gone
that
by
didn't
the way.
Work. That's gone by the wayside. So, yeah, maybe time to take another look at it.
Well, and then if you all want to read that column, you can go to RadioCommonSense.com. I have that column up on the website this week. Just my thoughts, and gave a little history and try to put it into perspective in terms of what the judges did in the past and the way they're acting now. And you got to be influenced. If you come in with a huge, very partisan support, that has an effect on how you vote and how you act, and it shouldn't be that way. There's a better way to skin the cat, and I hope that our senators will look at that once this whole debate is over in this particular Now, in the whole line of politics, several things. Ronna, you and I were joking off the air. I love this congressman, but you talk about being in a pickle. He's a Republican out in Arizona, and his name is Representative Paul Gosar. She's been in office for some time, got a Democratic opponent, and he's got six of his brothers and sisters who've cut a TV spot for his opponent. For his opponent. There's nine brothers and sisters of him, and six have publicly endorsed his Democratic opponent in these midterm elections coming up. They got a video up. You can go put down Arizona Congressman Gosar, G-O-S-A-R. You can see the...
It's an amazing spot, too, because they talk about the pain this has caused their family, and I was thinking as you were saying that, I wonder what the Thanksgiving dinner table is going to look like this year. But they're all professionals. They're all very passionate about their feelings about this, what's happened, what he's done to their family. But, wow, taking a stand against your brother.
I say, I can see you being vocal against him when the door is closed. Three of the siblings have donated to his Democratic candidate's campaign, a guy named Dr. Brill. The congressman calls his siblings disgruntled. They're supporters of Hillary Clinton. They're related by blood to me, but like leftists everywhere, they put political ideology before family. Stalin would be proud, is what he says. He said, and then he says, to the six angry Democratic Gossers, I'll see you at Mom and Dad's house, is what he says.
Oh, wow.
Mama kind of supports him. Mama thought the kids shouldn't be doing that. And that's a tough decision to go against your brother.
Six of them. Yeah. I mean, you've heard of a rogue son or daughter that speaks up against a parent or maybe a sibling, but six of them.
Six of them turned against him, that's right.
Amazing. And you better watch out. That's maybe enough to do an intervention or something. That's what they said it was. They're like, this is an intervention.
This is our way of doing it, going on national TV. Duncan Hunter is the congressman from California in the San Diego area, been there for some time. He's just got it indicted, Rana, for spending over $250,000 of his campaign funds illegally, using them on personal expenses. And that's what he's indicted for. And one of the things that came to mind was he paid, they have a pet bunny, and he paid for the pet bunny's airplane ticket with his campaign funds going coast to coast. That's part of the 260-count indictment.
Is this a companion animal that he has to have to fly with?
No, they bought a ticket. They actually bought a ticket.
Wow.
They also spent $14,000 on the family vacation to Italy. They spent $1,300 worth on video games, all from the
campaign account.
All from the campaign fund. And so, I guess the only question, I guess I sure hope the rabbit wasn't flying in business class and shipping, sipping champagne. I hope that's not the case. But the U.S. attorney accused them of treating the campaign coffers like personal bank accounts. Congressman still running for office. It's a strong Republican district. And so, in this day and age, he might get elected again, although he might be convicted and have to step down out there in San Diego. So that's a shame. You ever been to San Diego? It's a pretty town.
It is very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes. The old town and all there is very pretty.
Navy's got one of the huge naval ports there that you can find in the country. And I own a sailboat. I love sailboats. It's the largest concentration of sailboats in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is very pretty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Rana Gray. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Got a guest coming up. Should you get a second medical opinion if you're uncertain about the prognosis from your doctor? We'll talk to an expert to put that in perspective. So, hey, freshen up your coffee and catch your breath a minute, and we'll come right back to make some more Common Sense.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Senate Republicans and President Trump agree that an additional FBI investigation will be conducted into sexual misconduct allegations against the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the lawyer for the second woman to raise such allegations says that his client, Deborah Ramirez, is willing to cooperate. Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself at a dorm party at Yale during the mid-1980s. Progressive Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren saying that after the elections in November, that's Warren for the first time saying publicly that she might run for the presidency in 2020. She was speaking at a town hall event she was holding in Holyoke, Massachusetts yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Rhonda Gray and the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Sure, glad to have you do this. Ron, I don't know about you. I get a little older, and I've been an athlete all my life, and I got some problems. Got a new knee, a new hip, having some arthritic problems right now. And I'm not sure when you get into some more complicated issues in medicine, I'm on the right track with the doctor I have. I second guess him, but you're kind of leery about getting a second opinion.
Well, especially if they suggest surgery.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Boy, no doubt about it. And so I want to get an expert view on this to put it in perspective. Nancy Michaels is joining us right now. She has worked in the healthcare area. She's a nationally known speaker. She's written several books about the whole subject. She really knows what she's getting about. And the question is, are you really getting the best medical care? Hey, Nancy, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you've written several books our listeners can find on the website at radiocommonsense.com, Lessons Learned from Dying and Patient Speak, seven communication practices to improve patient and family experience. Give us a little overview about if you're a little uncertain about your doctor, even if you've been with him for some time, are you justified in asking for a second opinion? Nancy, how do you advise people on that?
I think we absolutely have to take more responsibility for our own health care and well-being. And as well-intended as physicians and specialists are, they're still humans. So people on occasion do make mistakes. And I think the more informed we are as a patient, the better off we are in really having the best outcome possible, too, with our health and our potential illness.
Yeah, but it's a pretty big jump. You know, you've had a doctor maybe you've gone to for a couple of years, and he says, we're going to try this new experiment, or you need this operation. Yes, I can do it. You're a little leery, but you almost feel bad about going behind the doctor's back. I mean, how do you handle it? You just make an appointment with another doctor, or how's the best way to handle the second opinion? And then if you get a different opinion, then do you try to get the doctors together? How do you proceed if you get a different advice from the second doctor?
Well, I think it's, you know, honesty is the best policy. So I would absolutely say, I appreciate your insight. It sounds like, you know what you're talking about. After he's or she has fully explained to you the reasoning behind, you know, their recommendation, I wouldn't just take it at face value without getting some background information. And I think it's just safe to say, you know, because this involves surgery, because it involves me being out of work, because it involves a number of other related instances that we all face when we have any kind of healthcare crisis or problem that we're dealing with, I really would like to get another opinion about this before I just make a decision to move forward. And I find that, honestly, doctors do understand that. And I think more and more there's this whole field of, and it's called Society for Participatory Medicine. Is an organization that actually exists this way, and I'm a member of it. And one of the great things about being there is that I really do get the feeling that my experience has been that of a patient. I'm not a clinical practitioner, but I feel that I am on absolutely equal footing with everybody in the room there, that they are just as interested in hearing what my experience is as they are in sharing their own. And the ultimate goal of really becoming better at what they do and how we also respond and act in our own health care and taking responsibility.
Right. This is Rhonna Gray. Nancy, I had a couple questions for you. The first being for our listeners, can they expect their insurance company to pay for the second opinion? Is that something that's common among most providers?
You know, it is something that I would absolutely check with your insurance provider prior to doing. Because I think that is going to vary between.
I know in some Medicare cases they encourage a second opinion. I've been familiar with that in other cases. Another thing, you know, in my opinion, this may be right or wrong, some of the reasons our listeners might want a second opinion is, one, obviously if they're a little uncomfortable, if it's surgery, major surgery or something, or if they don't feel like they're being heard by a doctor. I know I've been to doctor's appointments. I have a mother in her 80s. I've been with her, and there have been some doctors who turn to me and talk to me, and she's very capable of making her own decisions. So I think if they're not comfortable with their communication with that doctor, that's another reason you may want to get a second opinion.
That's a huge aspect of that. And I think that, you know, it's really unfortunate that people do address individuals based on all kinds of different factors, whether it's age or race, ethnicity, gender. And it's really unfortunate. And I can completely relate to that, too. That was my story. I was the person who was ill, and my parents were my healthcare proxy. And they would speak to them directly, even when I actually had a voice and could speak. And it is a very frustrating thing. But I would think it would make total sense, too, for insurance companies to want people to get a second opinion, because there are so many other alternatives, too, other than traditional medicine or taking a very drastic, you know, and permanent situation like surgery.
Yes, especially with surgery, because I can see physical therapy, other kinds of medical prescription treatments that could avoid surgery. And I know a lot of people would like to do that. So I agree with you. I would encourage it.
I would also tell people, too, to get online. You know, oftentimes doctors have been known to say, oh, well, don't look this up. Don't get into the chat room.
Don't get it right.
Don't go on to WebMD. I really disagree with that. I think that, and as time has gone on, I think that each other, all of us as, you know, a collective unit of patients or individuals with health concerns can have tremendous information that we can share with each other. I know that for myself, too, my son has Asperger's, and I learned everything I knew about this. He's on the autism spectrum from another parent who had a
child. Well, I'm glad to hear you suggest. Yes, I'm glad to hear you suggest look it up, because first I think looking it up helps you prepare questions to ask your doctor when you go in. And then once you have a diagnosis, if you don't know what the problem is, you're right, there's tremendous reliable information on, if you make sure your sources are reliable, to participate, as you said, in your treatment.
Yeah, Nancy, I think that's a good point about doing your own research, because with all due respect, we've got some decent doctors who try to do the best they can, but they're overworked. They go get through patient after patient, and sometimes they give cookie cutter responses for something. Exactly how much medicine you take, whether you get certain kinds of physical therapy. All those things are things that are individual to you. Individual to you, and by your research, as you're suggesting, Nancy, you can go a long way and kind of help develop your own personal profile. What is important to you? What you think you should work for you? What you should try, maybe even tried before? And again, the internet's a tremendous resource for that very thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I think that we all should also have access to our doctor's notes. There is a program right now that started at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center where I was treated, and it's called Open Notes, or Our Notes maybe. And it allows you to see the notes that your doctor has written at a doctor's appointment. And the benefit to that is huge, not only for you as a patient, but also to help the doctor better understand. Or maybe a mistake was made, maybe a date was wrong, or a prior diagnosis was incorrect. So you are working collaboratively, really as a team with that healthcare provider, not as an adversary. You're part of, you're both trying to be part of the solution to better healthcare.
That's a good point about the notes, because now you may see a physician's assistant on a follow-up or something, and good to see those notes.
Very much so. Well, Nancy, it's good information. We sure appreciate it. And we'll tell our listeners you can find all about Nancy and the several books she's written at her website, which is nancymichaels.com, and also on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Nancy, glad you spent some time with us today. Good luck to you. We'll look forward to having you back again in the future.
You too. I hope you're well.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Hope I am too. So, okay. Getting that second opinion and then doing your research online yourself. So important. Jim Brown and Rhonda Gray in the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here with my co-host, Ronna Gray, and we're talking about a variety of things in the news today. Ron, I love this one. Six Flags of Texas. I'm sorry, there's a Six Flags over in Eureka, Missouri is where it is, and they have a promotion over there where you win a $300 prize, but to do so, you have to spend 30 hours in a coffin.
I saw this.
30 hours in a coffin at their location. They give you one bathroom break in 30 hours. One bathroom break. If you stay for the whole 30 hours, you get $300. So, and then here's the great news. You get to keep the coffin. You get to keep the coffin.
I saw that promotion. I didn't exactly go rush online and sign up for
it. You're not going to sign up for the 30 hours sleeping
now,
in the coffin.
Now, is this a closed coffin?
Well, after 30 hours, maybe you want it to be a closed coffin. I don't know.
I remember decades ago now, probably, all these promotions with radio DJs that go sit up on a billboard and not coming down until something happened. And
some special event.
Right.
They raise so much money or whatever.
Right.
So,
raising money for causes.
The funeral business is changing, too. I've noticed a good bit. It used to be that you would go buy the coffin and that took care of the whole service. But now that's not the case. People are getting individualized coffins. I believe Walmart will sell you a coffin over the internet. You can buy your coffin over the internet from Walmart.com or whatever it is. And I had a wonderful experience about 3 weeks ago. I did a week's retreat with some Benedictine monks at a Benedictine abbey. And they make coffins there. They make coffins for any member of the church, and you can buy a coffin, and it's basically pine wood box, but it's lined, and it's a very nice coffin. And they sell those to help make a little money for the Abbey to be self-sufficient. But it's been interesting, the number of people who have searched out to use that coffin. They feel it's a little more memorable and more important to them sacred-wise in the fact that it was made by Benedictine monks who devoted their lives to being self-sufficient.
Well, it's not that different from the ones that are made at the Louisiana State Penitentiary at Angola that Reverend Billy Graham purchased when he visited there and saw the prisoners in the woodworking shop making plain pine box coffins, and he bought for he and his wife Ruth.
Billy Graham and his wife both were buried in an Angola prison coffin in their gravesite. They just wanted a simple coffin, and they wanted to leave the money to their children or to a charity, something like that, and not just put it in an elaborate coffin. So, and even made me think about that when I saw the Six Flags story.
And then, of course, there are the coffins with your favorite team logos on them.
Oh, sure.
And all kinds of
individualized,
customized things.
Sure.
You can get now. So.
Sure. We'll have to do some research into that and see what all the various choices are in terms of what coffin do.
But hats off to Six Flags for giving you a chance to win one.
And then, of course, cremation is becoming more and more popular. I want to be buried. In fact, I'm not being morbid about it. I think I'm going to be around for a long, long period of time. But my father bought a family plot. He bought about 12 sites to bury our family in. Far away up in Shreveport, Louisiana, so I'm not interested in being buried up there. But and he took some time. It became a hobby for my dad, Rana. He ran a water line. He put a fence around the site. He planted a couple of trees and some bushes. It's one of the most beautiful sites going. Didn't cost a lot of money. And so he did that as a family plot. And I thought that was marvelous.
That is very nice.
Yeah, that he took the interest in doing something like that. And, of course, more mausoleums are becoming very, very popular. It's pretty expensive to be buried in a mausoleum is what I'm told. But and, of course, I've got a kind of a free spirit of a daughter that lives out in Portland, Oregon. She says she just wants her ashes spread across the Pacific Ocean. So,
yeah, that's the thing. To each his own now.
You and I have a good friend down here. You know, people are football crazy all over America. In Hawaii, they're football crazy. But they're very football crazy down here where we live as the LSU Tigers, number 5 in the country right now. Rana, you and I shared a dear friend, I'm not going to get his name on the air, but who was a big supporter. That was his life, was supporting LSU. And so when he passed away, he asked that his ashes be sprinkled across the football field of Tiger Stadium. That was his wish, and they did it.
Yes.
They did it for him. Sprinkle his ashes, and our arch rivals we play every year, Ole Miss. I know it was getting down to the final minute of the game, and the Ole Miss guy was going in for the touchdown against LSU to win the game, and he stumbled and fell like on the 1 foot line and didn't get in. And his wife said, you know, that was my husband reaching up
and pulling him back,
yeah, from the ashes on the football field.
Well, now, you know, I worked in sports marketing years ago, and you don't exactly tell teams when that is done because some athletes, as you know, are very superstitious. It might work in your favor that they held them at the 1 yard line, and someone might get in their head, it's working against you. So do it very discreetly depending on your team.
Got to be careful on that line. So in any event, whether it's ashes or mausoleum, you ought to do a little planning for that, though. And do you want a family plot? Do you want to do you care that much that family members would maybe come to visit? They all say they're going to visit you every week, but it doesn't really happen anymore. Ron, as you and I know, you try to go by. I go and see my parents 3 or 4 times a year, I guess, in their gravesite. It's a pretty good drive from where I live. I'd like to think that my loved ones would come visit me. I'm an old traditionalist. I want to do it the old way. I want to be buried in the ground, and that's how it's going to be. But there's lots of choices out there today.
You might want to head up to Six Flags and try to win a coffin.
Right. Save me some money.
Put it aside, right.
You'd be buried right in there. That's very true. Very true. So, terrible hurricane activity going on. Isn't it amazing that people around the rest of the country are realizing that once the hurricane passes, as it did in North Carolina and South Carolina, your problems aren't over.
The flooding, for one, continues for weeks.
And you see, when you've got kind of a lot of hills and mountains like they do in North Carolina, very hilly in South Carolina, the waters then will have to drain off, and they drain out into the rivers, and they may do it for weeks, drain for weeks. And so people who thought they were back in their home and out of the problem area now are finding the water is continuing to rise, and they're in danger, even more risk now than they were when the hurricane hit.
All right, here comes the water. And then the cleanup just takes forever. Cleanup from water events just takes forever.
We know that down the Gulf Coast, but what's happening is people all over the country are learning about the cleanup, the wildfire activity where your home's burned down, you try to clean up something like that. And the guys, the tornadoes and the torrential rains back east, I mean, every night on the news you see these huge bands going from Minneapolis all the way across to Boston and New York, and all that flooding continues. So,
I'm anxious to see, you know, for the longest it was Gulf Coast states having to go make their case to the federal government. I'm anxious to see now that these weather events are hitting so many parts of the country, how many congressmen and women get enlightened to just how devastating this is for communities.
Don't know if we'll have time to really delve into this, but, you know, a lot of rural fire districts, you've got to join. You've got to join the fire district. And if you don't join and the fire district's called, you come out to their house, you've got to pay for the fire department coming to your house because you wouldn't participate.
Right.
I wonder about the same thing. If the flooding comes and you're told mandatory evacuation, you've got to leave, we cannot help you if you don't leave, and the people don't leave, and then they're begging for help, and they didn't use good common sense to leave, and you're begging for help, should they be penalized in some way?
And they not only don't leave, they go give television interviews. We're not leaving.
We're going to stick it out. We've been here for 30 years. And
we've been through lots of storms. Uh-huh. Well, there's always going to be that one that you don't fare so well.
That's right. No doubt about it. Got out.
And is it fair to first responders who, like you said, risk their lives to go back in because someone wouldn't listen to the official? You have mayors, governors, everyone, they're saying, leave now. You're right. You don't want to penalize victims of something like that. But at some point, you have to, like anything else, it's insurance on things. That's why you leave.
Well, they learned that. Look at the wildfires out west where someone went to bed at night, hearing there was a wildfire 200 miles away, woke up at 3 in the morning, desperate. Some good guests going to talk about the Ku Klux Klan, going to talk about Kavanaugh, and this, we're going to talk about Coca-Cola wanting to put marijuana in the Cokes. Lots on the subject matter, so freshen up your coffee, enjoy the news. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Ron and I will be back for another hour right after these messages.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.